Hello! This is episode number 105 of Contested Layups.
I thought the last episode was 105.
It was not. I was mistaken. It was 104. This is your host, Eddie. I'm not talking with my normal voice. How does it sound?
How does it sound, you say?
That's Garnick here.
Buongiorno.
We all got sick. We've had kiwis for breakfast. Everything's gone wrong ever since.
Well, yeah, we can't stop talking like this. That's Walk over there. How you doing, Walk?
So strap in for 50 minutes of this.
Oh, man. Walker's in town from Korea, yeah? From down under Korea.
From Korea, yeah.
And then we got Raul over here laughing. How's it going?
Hi, Raul.
That was amazing. That was amazing.
Spot on, you are.
We're racist, mate.
Thank you again for joining us on Contested Layups tonight. I'm just gonna break it out randomly the whole night. Just wow. Remember, you can find us on Instagram, iTunes, Google Play, Facebook, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, and
YouTube by searching Contested Layups episodes or full episodes and more. Haven't gotten to posts pictures of John shirtless yet.
Oh, man.
Come on, man.
It's hard. Like, you have to download. It takes a long time to download the file. The image is pretty big. And
John's not with us. John's not with us tonight, unfortunately. DMP, DMP, DMP shirtless. DMP shirtless. He also bought a bike. So congratulations to John.
Saw that. From your wonderful purchase.
He is definitely riding around the city right now.
And both his brothers also. Have
Do you think he's getting it too?
I think he's getting it. He's riding around and he's getting it. And yes, both his brothers have bikes.
Nice.
They're the coolest brothers in town.
They are the
biker boys.
Biker boys, the Filipino biker boys. Let's go. We're gonna make another movie.
PBB.
Biker Filipinos from Mars.
Don't break character.
That's just an idea.
Oh, I would love that. I would love that movie.
But so John is DMP. V is also a DMP tonight.
Miss you, John.
We do miss you, John. V.
We'll see
you.
V's not here. He's working on post production for the Filipino biker boys.
He's the director.
He's a
stunt double.
Definitely the sound director.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see him holding the mic.
He'd be a great sound director, yeah.
Definitely. But V is probably a DMP. I think his back's still hurting him. Garnick had a back issue last week.
Yeah.
How's your back now, man?
A little better. Thank you for asking.
No problem, man. You got to keep care of our podcast members. Got to take care of our podcast members over here, you know, make sure that their backs are all right and ready to go for our episodes here.
Getting old, dude.
Speaking of healthy backs, this episode is brought to you by, what was that place called?
Relax Center.
Relax Center on Grosse Pointe Road. $29.99. We'll get you a 60-minute foot massage.
Oh, baby.
With back, shoulders, head, arms, legs, everything included.
All right, man.
Hair, scalp. Hair. They really like
They get your scalp? Did they get your scalp there?
Yeah.
Dang, man.
Do people like that?
I hate it, but they always do it.
They always do it.
I've never had a scalp massage. I've only had two in my life, but I've never had one.
It's definitely interesting to say the least.
Wow, man. Well, that's cool. That's good.
Use the code Contested Layups.
for
a free massage for $29.99.
For a free massage.
Just like everyone else.
For a free massage. If you go there and tell him that you're with Contested Layups, I will pay for your massage.
That's a
you
promise.
You're going to post yourself doing it.
So, but yeah, it is August 1st as we're recording this episode. The NBA has been gone for a while, and it won't start up for another month or so, and a half.
So much.
We know.
It's so much already.
It's football season almost. Baseball too.
Football time.
Yep. Garnick and I are in a fantasy league, and Raul and Walker are not, but we're not going to talk about that too much because I won last year, so.
We're not going to talk about it at all.
Such a brackster, you.
I got to let everyone know, everyone who listens to the show. They all got to know.
Eddie is respectable at fantasy football.
Thanks, Garnick.
Yeah, you got it.
Hey, man.
You got it, stud.
But as far as the NBA goes, news has been light. There was a little bit of a blip.
Patrick Patterson,
your boy, getting released from the Thunder, Raul.
Clippers?
He's going to the Clippers, yeah.
That's all day.
No, it's over.
That's all day.
Sorry, Raul.
The final piece.
Even better.
So is he boys with Paul George? Is that why? Or because the Clippers don't really need Patrick Patterson. I mean, must be. I guess they don't have any bigs other than...
Zubac.
Zubac.
Oh, they got Zubac, okay.
The homie Zubac and Montrez. Montrezl.
Montrezl.
Yeah.
Good locker room guy.
Who, Pat Patterson?
Yeah.
How did he do for your Thunder, man? He didn't do much.
Man, he was trying to...
He kept people too loose.
He kept the locker room tight, but on the court, couldn't do anything.
Nah, nothing.
Always got mom jokes.
mom jokes on deck.
But as for any news, there was a little article about David Griffin we were going to talk about a little bit.
What was said in the article?
So... It was basically David Griffin went on Sports Illustrated and said that the championship in 2016 was a very not fun and unsustainable championship. Basically, they kind of willed the championship out of that season through like just pure will, really, which is pretty remarkable if you think about it. Where that kind of the construction, the way the roster was constructed. It was just a bunch of veterans that probably didn't fit and were overpaid and just like a couple old guys and stuff too. And so it's, you know, and David Griffin kind of goes on to talk about that, that it was just inorganic and not fun. And he was miserable and he wound up quitting just because he knew he was going to quit as soon as they won the championship. So I think he wound up quitting the year after, if I'm not mistaken, 2017 from Cleveland. And he just had to take time off because it was just like, wasn't fun for him, man. Kind of took the joy out of basketball. So the question is, does LeBron take the joy out of basketball all the time? I'm kidding. I'm joking, everybody. No, it's not. But the interesting question is, what's David Griffin talking about? Like he said, it was inorganic. He said it was, you know, just kind of just melded together and they kind of got lucky that they won a championship? Or is he referring to just kind of the roster construction? I don't know. What do you think?
I'll tell you exactly what it is.
Good.
Look at it from his viewpoint. He's a GM. Presumably his dream job, presumably something that he game planned for years and years and years.
Right.
Like, you don't want to build a team that... You want to, like, draft your own guys. You want to bring in your own free agents.
Right.
You want to have the final say on everything.
Right.
He didn't have that in Cleveland. First, because he had LeBron, who was basically a GM.
Right. And
he has a lot of pull, obviously, on any team he will be on.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Like, I don't have a problem with it, quite frankly. But someone in David Griffin's position would.
And LeBron kind of wrote that article before he came back to Cleveland that he was going to deliver Cleveland the championship, and he promised he would before, and he came back to deliver Cleveland on that championship. So there's so much pressure on David Griffin and Cleveland just from the get-go, you know, to win a championship from as soon as LeBron signed there in 2014. So that's kind of, I think, what Griffin's referring to is that it's just, it wasn't fun for him because there was all this unnecessary pressure instead of, like what you were saying, that he just couldn't just build the team how he wanted and how he saw fit. He had to kind of throw everything together and hope that it worked, and it did.
Specifically what he's referring to is the fact that when you have a superstar of that caliber who has his own orbit where he can recruit his own superstars,
that particular superstar, whether it's LeBron or Kobe before him or whomever.
Yeah.
You know, they control the team more than the GM does. So it's not necessarily to the detriment of the team in the short run, because they may very well win a championship. I mean, look at what Toronto did. They basically went all in, knowing that no matter what, there's a pretty good chance they kind of have to blow it up next year.
Right.
That was a possibility like a year ago.
Right.
It worked out for them.
Right.
In LeBron's case in 2016, he built that roster. He's built every roster he's been on since 20. He's built every roster he's been on since 2010.
Basically, yeah. Yeah.
So he is a legit GM now. Like, he knows what he's doing too. But you have to mortgage your future on LeBron's way.
Right. And that was kind of that was like something that Griffin didn't plan on happening, where LeBron was coming back. Like, I think Griffin got the job right before LeBron came back in 2014. And so it was kind of it was like not expected that LeBron was going to sign with them. And so it was, you know, a shock that it happened, and then all of a sudden he's got to piece together this roster with all these, you know, unknown players and I guess, you know, inorganic, like how Golden State was built. It was all organic. It was all through the draft and stuff, and it was all, you know, players coming up together. You know, it was a lot different the way that David Griffin had to go about it in Cleveland. So
stupid. I don't know why David Griffin would say anything at all. The time's passed.
Yeah.
The moment's passed already. What relevance does this have to do with anything other than you just coming out of nowhere and just bashing LeBron for no reason? Okay, fine. Like, everybody already knew, everybody in the basketball world knew that, you know, that relationship wasn't great after it ended. There's no reason to bring up open up old wounds unless this is part of David Griffin's marketing strategy or, you know, publicity stunt.
You think he is?
I think if anything, it's a publicity stunt. Take some pressure off of, take some exposure off of the Lakers, because they're going to be getting all the exposure. They're going to get all the TV games, everything. Everybody's going to be watching LeBron. Instead, you have your best case for David Griffin is say, hey, screw LeBron. I hate LeBron. LeBron sucks. Maybe you could just watch some of our Pelicans game because I hate LeBron, and maybe he'll get some of the people who hate LeBron to watch, I guess. Some of the late, you know, LaMelo. That roster right now, although we liked, for the most part, the moves David Griffin made at the trade deadline and also at the draft, it's not a very watchable team right now. Yeah, you have Zion Williamson, but from what Zion Williamson showed, I think everybody's kind of just like, this guy's going to get injured.
How is this team not watchable, man? Really?
Yeah.
I can't wait to watch the Pelicans.
Yeah, I'm excited as hell to watch the Pelicans, man. What are you talking about, man?
Ingram time.
Well, Lonzo actually getting to run the point? No?
Because we play fantasy basketball, but for the casual fan, who's going to care? Like, everybody already doesn't care about Lonzo Ball.
People are going to want to see Zion Williamson, dude.
Are they?
Yes.
Are they just waiting on him to get... So then what if Zion gets injured in the first game? Are they just going to watch him for Lonzo Ball? I don't think so.
Okay,
if Lonzo Ball's not that good, if Brandon Ingram doesn't pan out, what do they give, man?
If he gets injured, yes.
I don't think it's that big of an if. Brandon Ingram hasn't been healthy pretty much his whole career, neither has Lonzo Ball.
The odds of him getting injured the first game...
I'm just saying, man, I think it's a publicity stunt. Even if it's bad, even if it doesn't really work out, and even if it doesn't make sense, at least the Pelicans are staying relevant enough for the Pelicans' name to stay in people's mouths. Oh, did you hear what David Griffin said? While there's nothing going on in basketball, David Griffin is trying to keep the Pelicans' name fresh in everybody's minds because they were...
That's a hot take, man. That's some hot take.
I don't even care. This is stupid. Why would Blake Griffin even say this about LeBron?
Blake Griffin will never say that about anyone.
No, Blake Griffin doesn't have to open his mouth ever again. Yeah. But okay, I get what you're saying though. He's trying to deflect some attention on his team.
Speaking the truth, man. This is his truth. You know.
Yeah.
It is what it is. He doesn't care who he offends. It's just his version of what happened.
Right.
Like 3 years ago?
I don't think it's that big a deal.
I agree with Raul on the publicity stunt thing. Like, I actually believe this is, like, coordinated from him and LeBron. Because LeBron had a response tweet, too.
He did, yeah. Yeah, so LeBron.
It's like, they're WWE-ing the NBA. WWE-ifying the NBA, and they're just, you know, talking smack on Twitter more and more.
The more drama, the better. Whatever drama it is.
Yeah, I think it's gonna sell. It's gonna sell stuff like
TMZ sports shit.
I'm sure he's not alone. Like, he's not chilling at home. He has his own staff that advises him on what to tweet and what not to tweet.
Oh, what LeBron or David Griffin, really? Probably. Yeah.
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 So he's got someone to look over.
Right. Of course.
Just like one wrong move and.
Imagine, right. Like, a group of, like, 8 people in suits, like, in your living room, just, like,
Wait, what's a synonym movie?
LeBron's quote on Twitter was, all right, enough is enough. The throne has been played with too much, and I ain't for horseplay. Ether coming soon. Hashtag James Gang.
What is Ether?
Ether is a song by Nas that was a retort to a song by Jay-Z where Jay-Z dissed him in 2000. Right, Raul?
Jay-Z won that battle.
What's the significance of him using that analogy?
The retort by Nas is a very famous, like, it ended the beef between him and Jay-Z, so LeBron wants to end it. He wants to, something's going
to
happen. Yeah.
He's threatening to talk more smack on Twitter at a later date. Yeah, tune in 2 weeks
pretty much.
Before, yeah.
Yeah.
And also, like, the added drama of it is, now, when the Pelicans face the Lakers, if there wasn't more reason to watch that battle, you're definitely going to have people tuning in because, oh yeah, David Griffin doesn't like LeBron. LeBron hates David Griffin too. Oh, let's see what happens. Maybe they're going to fight.
Austin, you son of a bitch.
Pretty much, man.
Throws LeBron a beer.
He's just trying to get his name out there. He's trying to Vince McMahon it up. He's, wants Stone to be cold. The next... What's his name?
Ooh, Eric Bischoff.
Eric, oh wow.
Paul Heyman.
Heyman.
Who's Paul Heyman?
He
wasn't the Undertaker's.
ECW.
Oh wow. Right, who's the Undertaker's guy? Paul Bearer, right? That's all right. Okay.
Maybe David Griffin's going to go to China and coach the Shanghai Dragons or,
the Ducks. Pretty sure he means the Shanghai Ducks.
Are they?
No, that's Beijing. Sorry.
Yeah, Beijing Ducks, yeah. You know a guy who switched sign in China is Jeremy Lin. You hear about that?
No.
Yeah.
What a bitch.
I thought that was kind of ridiculous. You hear about that?
Crying on a podium, man. How do you cry on the podium as a 30 some odd old man?
I don't understand.
Over employment status after being employed in the NBA for 9 years.
Yep, and making tens of millions of dollars. That's I think that's beside the point though. He was able to live out his dream for 9 years. Like in the NBA, did you hear about that, Walker?
Who?
Jeremy Lin. Yeah.
Hear about what?
He was crying like in a press conference that because no one wants to sign him as a free agent.
Accent.
I can't do a Jeremy Lin accent. That's racist.
No, not that. Just the first accent you did. You said you'd keep sprinkling it in.
Oh, that's right. I kind of forgot about it. I got excited about talking. You know, I can't completely stop doing it there.
yes. Here we go.
But,
here we go.
But
go to Harvard.
Yeah, he did that, and he was in a press. He was in a press conference, and he started crying, and he said that his career was over, and that he didn't believe that it was over. Raul, what do you want? Would you like to comment on that?
Stop this accent now. That's what I'd like to comment.
No, same character. If you say that in character, we will stop.
Nope.
the whole thing is ridiculous, I think, with Jeremy Lin, though. Man, it's...
He's going to China.
He got offered a contract by some team in Russia. He signed it, and then he backed out of it. And then I think he has a couple offers from China. But no NBA team is calling, so he's upset that... Basically, he's... no NBA team is calling, so the dream is over. Dude, shut up. Like, oh my goodness. The guy's being a child. And you said it. He's
what?
In his...
What? What do you mean? Why is he being a child?
Because you got to play in the NBA for 9 years.
So? That's
most... An average NBA career is 3. What is he crying about?
Why is he crying?
Yeah. Why are you crying? You got to play all over the country. He was undrafted.
He was literally crying.
Yeah, he was sobbing. He was undrafted. Guy who didn't
have it yet.
You know, he got a chance to play for his hometown team in Golden State. Linsanity happened. Like, that's incredible that all this stuff happened in his career where the guy is undrafted and completely overlooked, and then he still had a pretty successful career going forward, and now you're going to cry about it that you're done?
It's
like,
a great
story.
It's a great story.
You haven't done shit in 3 years.
But that doesn't take away from his passion for the game. That doesn't mean that he shouldn't be passionate about not being able to play in the NBA. Like, what do you mean? Are you, like...
Crikey.
He's a child because he still wants to play in the NBA and nobody wants to sign him. Like, he had...
Yeah, man up. Man up, man. I got fired from my job and I ain't crying about it.
I guarantee you it's not on the same level. I guarantee you that some of these older vets that are playing in Big 3 basketball or whatever cry about not being in the NBA all the time. Amari Stoudemire, all these guys.
None of those guys went in a press conference and did it. That's embarrassing.
It was not a press conference.
Still, though, you're in public and you're getting asked questions and you're... the dream's over.
He's emotional. People are emotional.
Oh, my goodness. That's a terrible look.
Whatever. I mean, what does he have to lose?
If there was any iota of him coming back to the NBA, that's done now.
What?
Because yeah,
that's true.
He was on the microphone crying about that he's done. Like... That ruined any chance of him going to China, playing well, and then getting a contract when he comes back.
Derrick Rose cries all the time. There's still plenty of NBA teams that want him.
Derrick Rose cried after he dropped 50. That's fine.
Yeah, he also cried after he didn't drop 50. He also cried all the time while he was on the Cavs, while he was on New York. He cried all the time.
Nah, he just left. Everything. He just left.
And everybody still loved him. He still had a job in the NBA.
Not necessarily. He was, after Utah waved him, you didn't know if he was coming back. No one knew if he was coming back.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry we had to go an episode talking about Derrick Rose, Garnick. But he had no idea that he was going to be able to play in the league.
Will he bring Detroit back to prominence? I think yes.
Yeah. I'm going yes, too.
No.
That team's looking good. I don't know who else they have. They've got, who's their...
Andre Drummond.
Well, obviously that.
Reggie Jackson.
I know that, but
like, who's their wing?
I have no idea.
That wing from the Lakers last
They drafted a kid. Reggie Bullock is gone.
Oh, Reggie Bullock.
Yeah.
Luke Kennard
is there.
Maybe, yeah.
But they've gotten rid of Stanley Johnson's gone. Henry Ellison is gone.
Four seed?
Yeah.
Derrick Rose is coming.
I just hope he stays healthy the whole season.
I hope Derrick Rose cries this whole season and brings back Jeremy Lin.
Oh yeah, yeah. I thought it was a little just immature. So.
I don't think so.
No.
Nah.
Yeah.
He's smarter than you.
Yeah.
He is.
Harvard,
he's,
baby.
Yeah, he went to Harvard and shouldn't be in the NBA. Should be. Oh, I mean, yeah, he lived out his dreams, so you can't blame him. He does. Maybe that was it. Maybe because he had a championship. Went from the highest of highs and then...
He didn't even have to play to win a championship.
I think he was undefeated in the playoffs. Every time Jeremy Lin played, they were undefeated.
Really?
Yeah.
I believe it.
Like, yo, if I'm Jeremy Lin, I'd be crying too. Like, what do you mean, dude? Undefeated the whole time? You need me. What do you mean I can't be in the league?
I was like, sign him just for superstition alone.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm undefeated in the playoffs? I'll take that.
You know who I am? Linsanity, dude. That's what I'm saying.
Linsanity's been done for years, man.
He's been done for
Has
like
it?
4 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever.
He was on the Hawks last year and he was alright, but yeah. No more Jeremy Lin. Sorry, but Jeremy. You know, we hope you come back, but
great to see. Yeah, I hope to see some more Asian players have some sanity.
Wasn't there one Japanese guy who got drafted?
Yeah, that's right.
Rui Hachimura.
Yeah.
From Washington.
Gonzaga.
Is he good?
Or for Washington, the Wizards. He went a little higher than a lot of people expected.
Like a 7 or 8?
He was 9. 9. He was taken right after the Bulls. I don't know. I forgot who they picked. But, no, I don't. I'm sorry. The Bulls had 7.
God damn it.
But, no, yeah, that kid's like a hustler. Like, I guess he got a lot better since he was in Gonzaga, like from his freshman year to, I think he left after his junior year. But still, I mean,
baller.
Yeah, he got drafted in the top 10, man. You can't fault him. So, But yeah, so.
This is just getting in my head. Lance Stevenson, also going to China.
He is also going to China, man.
Not bad. 4 million. I think he's going to Shanghai. I don't know if that's the same destination as Jeremy Lin, but I hope so.
Man, if I was Lance Stevenson, I would be so excited to go to China.
Oh, yeah.
So interesting.
Oh, and Lance can still ball, and Lance is an entertainer.
He's going to get MVP.
Yeah, he's the next Stephon.
Over anything, man.
The one-year contract is going to get MVP and come back.
He's not coming back. Lance Stevenson.
He's not.
Lance Stevenson's definitely staying in China.
Lance will make him back.
Lance will make him
back. He's going to be all over the place.
He will never come back.
That guitar thing is just going to blow up in China. His guitar celebration.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not even talking about the basketball aspect of it.
Why?
$500 million Chinese girls screaming your name. All I gotta say. Lance Stevenson.
That guy's had a weird career, man. Just kind of was second round pick and then got signed to a big contract with Indiana. And
he was great, man.
No, you mean Charlotte?
Oh, yeah, it was Charlotte, right, yeah.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, you're right, yeah. But, yeah, that guy's had a interesting career and then, yeah, just did not play at all like his last year in Charlotte, I think. And then bounced around a little bit, came to the Lakers, was Raul's most hated player last year. On the Lakers.
Yeah.
But.
So Shaq didn't fool a lot.
He was. But. No, Lance, and that's what a lot of NBA players are doing now. Is that can't find jobs, go to China and get yourself some money.
Yeah, still waiting on Melo to do that.
You can do it anywhere, though. Not just China.
No, it's not, yeah. But China seems like the.
Where would you want to go?
If I'm an NBA player and I got no NBA contract?
If you're Lance and South like 4 mil in China or like 1 mil in Greece.
I'd be fine with Greece.
I'd go to South Africa.
But there's no leagues in South Africa.
I don't care.
Argentina?
Argentina?
Yeah.
No, I'd probably play in either the Euro League or Chinese League. Like there's one of those two.
I'd want to go to Greece.
There's a team in South Africa.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, look it up.
All right, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I'm an NBA player, though, I try and go to somewhere in the Mediterranean. It's real nice weather all the time.
Absolutely.
No, what about you, Rel? Where'd you go? Why?
Philippines.
Oh, Philippines for sure. Yeah, you'd go there for sure.
Maybe. I don't know.
Andre Blatchett up.
Andre Blatchett's been killing the Philippines for years, man.
I would love to just be like the best, the absolute. I mean, yeah, even if you go to China, you're going to be the best player. But like, what if you just went to like Korea or something? Somewhere that doesn't really like ball. Like they ball a little bit, but they don't really. So you go to a place like, I don't know. Does Thailand have a team or something?
I'm sure there's a professional league in Thailand or something like that. Yeah.
Just go there and automatically Andre make them relevant Emmett. And just be like the savior.
Do you know who Andre Emmett is? We got him on our Jeonju team.
I do remember Andre Emmett. He went to Oklahoma State, I think, or something like that.
Yeah, I think he was a first rounder.
He was, yeah, in like 2005. I think he won a dunk contest.
Cool.
No, he went to Texas Tech. That's it.
I knew that.
Did you? No, I knew it was in the Big 12, but yeah, I think that's a good question. But you mentioned Melo, Raul. It's time for him to go. He's got a press conference tomorrow, actually.
LaMelo?
No, Carmelo. The decision of which NBA team can please sign me.
What if he goes up there and cries? Are you gonna call him a child?
Yeah, of course I'm gonna call him a child, man.
I'm not a child. You're my child.
We've been saying it. We've been saying Melo's been done for months. So, I mean, it's kind of a...
the Patriot.
I knew it was Mel Gibson.
Oh, the...
that quote, yeah.
Yeah.
Signs, or...
Wait, what was the one, give me back my son?
Yeah.
Patriot. That's not the Patriot, right?
No, that's Ransom.
Oh, God.
Good old Melvin Gibson.
Yep.
Made some great ones.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So, yeah, this week, Bradley Beal got offered an extension from Washington, $311 million, I think, and C.J. McCollum signed a three-year, $100 million contract, $100 extension, $100 million extension. Portland signed their backcourt with the extension that was offered to Damian Lillard, which he signed, $195 million, right? Yeah.
Something like that,
they owe their backcourt like $400 million over the next 5 years.
That's kind of sexy.
It's crazy, man. What do you guys think about that? What do you guys think about these extensions? You know, Portland's committed. They're all in on this backcourt, man. They think that they can do it. Walker, what do you think?
Starting with Portland?
Sure, man.
I think they can do it. Yeah, they have to go all in. They have no other move. They had to sign Dame and CJ. Big.
Yep.
Where do they got Hassan Whiteside now?
Yeah, they traded for him.
Do they still have Mo Harkless?
No, he's on the Clippers.
Ooh, that's going to hurt. That's going to hurt. I don't know. I don't think the team can do it, but, I mean, they just prove doubters wrong every single year.
Every year. Every year they do.
I'm definitely rooting for them.
Well, no. 1 year.
For me, they didn't. Oh, yeah.
I'm living in the present. I love the team. I hope they can do some damage. If Whiteside gets it together, maybe they can be really good.
Yeah,
I don't know what else they have, though, like, as far as wings.
Nurkic comes back. If he stays healthy, they like Zach Collins.
All forward.
They don't have cancer.
They don't have cancer, yeah. They lost cancer. I mean, that's all right. Those guys are all gone.
Those guys can.
They do have Zach Collins, though.
They got Zach Collins, man.
Who's the other big dude they got? They got another big white fella.
Nurkic.
No, not
Myers-Leonard.
No, he got traded for Whiteside. He's on Miami now. So.
No small forwards.
They do.
They need small forwards, son.
Anthony Simons, the rookie they drafted last year. But anyway. I like what they're doing, actually. For once, I like what Portland did. I've been criticizing them this whole time.
Got $111 million. C.J. McCollum got $100 million.
Yeah.
Same time frame.
Yeah.
3 years.
Yeah, 3 years, yeah. Do you think that's unfair, that Beal deserves more?
I think both deserve more, but, I mean...
It's about $30 million a year, 30, 33 and a third, roughly.
T.J. 33 and a third?
It's T.J. 33 and a third, man. What do you think, Earl?
I don't know. I kind of feel like, I feel like Beal deserves more. I don't know. If you put McCollum on the Wizards, do you think he'd have as much success as Beal did have on the Wizards? I feel like Beal could go on the Trailblazers and probably do better than what McCollum has.
Are you talking about what happened last year?
Yeah.
So if you're just replacing both of them, I think Beal's a – well, no, CJ, man. I mean, he hit those big shots against Denver. Like, he's coming up, man. That game 7 against Denver, he had like 37, I think. And that was a big, like, big game for him, just his confidence going forward. That earned him $100 million.
No, he was going to get it regardless.
I don't know if he was going to get 100, do you think?
Portland, they have no choice.
Their
only move is to keep him.
Yeah.
Throw as much money as he can at him.
Yeah.
Plus, he was really solid throughout for the, well, not throughout, but for most of the playoffs.
He somehow has not made an All-Star game in his career.
It is what it is. That will change pretty quickly.
I think so.
He's earned it, I think.
Yeah.
He's not that popular. I mean,
yeah, that's pretty much what it is. It's the All-Star game's popularity contest. But what do you think about that deal, Garnick? What do you think about these deals? You think they're solid?
Well, the Beal deal.
He didn't sign the extension, right? Yeah.
Which is really telling because, like, he's under contract for 2 more years, you know?
Right.
And then this extension is pretty lucrative.
Right.
You don't jump at it.
Right.
If someone offers you $111 million, like, for 5 years, effectively, for the last 3 year of a 5 year deal.
Right.
You jump at it, like, if you're...
One would have to think, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, that tells you about that organization. It's in shambles. You know, they're making some weird moves. Not Knicks-style moves.
Wait, so this is an extension?
Yeah,
it's an extension. Yeah, he still has a couple years left on his deal, so.
If I'm Bradley Beal, I'm not taking that.
No?
Get out of there, yeah.
I'm not taking that extension. I would see if somebody else is willing to pay me more. I think Bradley Beal is worth more than $111 million.
Well, that's
pretty much the max.
Yeah, that's the max that he can get right now.
Yeah, for the extension.
Yeah. But if he wants to wait until unrestricted free agency, which will be up in 2 years, then he can. And so, I mean, yeah, but, yeah, you're right.
What's Washington's play here? I don't understand.
Keep him for the longest time period possible because he's really good.
Yep.
And that's literally all they have is Bradley.
And yeah, John Wall, when he comes back
from... John Wall's not going to play throughout this whole year.
Yeah, so it's...
something to have... You need to have somebody there.
John Wall is not impressing anyone here.
Yeah.
He hasn't done that in a long time.
Right.
Is John Wall done?
Too,
time to call him done.
Too soon to tell.
I say done. Yeah. Done. Well, I don't think he's into the game anymore. He's lost.
It depends on your definition of done. He's done the same way that Derrick Rose is done.
But he's going to be getting paid $50 million.
Exactly.
I mean, that's... And
talking about, like, on the floor gameplay, like, his play is going to be pretty meh.
Yeah.
And he's going to be very, like, injury dependent. By that I mean kind of like Derrick Rose. He has his good days, but for every one good day, he has like three meh days.
Okay.
That's what John Wall is going to be.
Okay. Okay. I mean, it's a good question, though. I don't know, man. It's too soon to tell. It's a matter of if he comes back motivated from his Achilles tear. I mean, but based on what we had seen of him last time when he was just out partying all the time. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd probably say, yeah, he's done. So if it's the same guy, yeah, he's done. But if he comes back motivated, maybe not.
You can't keep up with everybody else if you're. It's cool. I respect that he chose the party path. I would too. yeah, he's not gonna. I mean, everyone else is gonna catch up. All the hard workers are gonna surpass him.
Right. True. Right. And that contract, the Wizards cannot get rid of that thing. That's. I mean, this is the first year of the extension, I think.
You can trade him for Chris Paul.
They could if the... Ooh, Raul, what'd you think of that? The Thunder get John Wall.
I don't want anything to do with that. I'd rather have Chris Paul.
I wouldn't think you would, man. All right, let's wrap it up tonight. Quick episode. Final thoughts. Final thoughts in an accent, Raul. No? Who's got something? Yeah, he's shaking his head. Anyone got anything?
Yes.
What do you got, man? For John. All right. It's for John.
Cristiano Ronaldo is a douchebag.
Oh,
because
wow.
He blew off a whole country.
Good. He blew off a whole country.
A whole country like 3 days ago. Like, there was supposed to be a game in Korea. And, you know, they paid them good money to show up basically because of his celebrity status.
Right.
And he was like moping the whole time and didn't play.
Really?
Yeah, and now all of Korea hates him. It's pretty crazy.
Walker, do you hate him?
Yes. Betrayed. Didn't follow through on his contract. Pretended to be injured.
Did you really?
I guess, yeah.
That's annoying. Wow, man. Well, that's for John. That was a final thought for John, so. I mean, it is what it is. I have no opinion about it. I thought this guy was a LeBron of his generation for soccer.
He is, but he's a diva, which is okay. So is LeBron.
LeBron's kind of a diva, too. We went through a whole episode without really bringing up LeBron and that stupid thing he's been doing at AAU games. This is my final thought. Anyone who's criticizing this AAU shit is stupid and saying he's a bad dad. You guys are idiots. That's it. Have you heard about that?
Who's saying that?
It's like Skip Bayless. This is going on TV saying LeBron's a terrible dad for going to his son's AAU games and cheering for his son and going on the court. The guy's in... Skip Bayless has never been to an AAU game in his life.
Is he still on ESPN?
No, he's on...
Canceled.
He's on FS1. ESPN somehow will never be canceled, man. That show. Or that network. Just way too many ratings.
Someday.
But, yeah, anyone who's criticizing LeBron as a dad or LeBron is a fan of his son is stupid.
Pretty silly indeed.
Yep, having debates about that. We don't do that on this show. We just have final thoughts, and it's less than 30 seconds. Well, Walker, you guys got anything?
You first. I don't have anything yet, but I will.
I'd like to see the Thunder and or the Bulls pick up some people off waivers or who aren't in the league anymore.
Like Jeremy Lin.
People like Jeremy Lin, people like Monte Ellis, people like Amari Stoudemire.
Monte Ellis.
Ramon Sessions, where you at? Yo, bring some of those guys.
And bring T-Mac back.
Bring Nate Robb to the Thunder.
Again?
Again.
I support that.
Yeah.
I would go Nate Robb all the way.
I'd like to see Nate Robb on the Thunder. I would not like to see any of those other guys on the Bulls, though.
I want
to
see Ramon Sessions on the Bulls.
Why?
I want Ramon Sessions on the Bulls.
Why Ramon Sessions out of all players?
Backing up Zach LaVine at the two.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's where it's at.
That'd be the worst defensive shooting guards of all time, probably.
It's okay, because the Bulls are really good on defense.
Yeah. Dub, you got anything?
If the Pelicans come to Chicago, we should go.
We should. We should make a contested layups trip.
We should go.
But only because David Griffin is beefing with LeBron. No other reason.
Yes. Let's buy in.
I'd rather go to New Orleans.
Reward the drama.
That'd be cool. Should we go for the Bulls-New Orleans game?
No.
Or just New Orleans, definitely. Whoever?
Yeah. Any New Orleans home game.
Who? New Orleans and Dallas. We should go to a Luka Doncic game every year.
Yeah. Sure.
I like that, actually.
His entire year of his career, we should follow that guy.
His first triple-double?
We did.
We'll see his last.
See his first 50-point game or something like that, and that'd be cool.
I'm going to make a bold prediction.
A bold prediction. Extended very final bold. Thoughts for Raul. Go ahead.
Very bold prediction. Zion Williamson is going to go play football sooner than later.
Why?
I hope so.
Yep.
Why?
Get ready for that bold prediction, baby. I'm telling you. Zion Williamson is not going to work out in basketball. He's going to go to football sooner than later. I'm telling you. Let's go.
He's too nice for football.
He is
way too nice for football, man. All right. Thank you, Raul. Thank you for that bold prediction, man.
Oh, man, I'll tell you, dude. He's coming.
I have a bold prediction.
Go ahead. What's your bold prediction?
Let's go. Give us all bold predictions.
The Bulls will be in a conference finals within the next 3 years.
Dumb.
I agree with you.
Yeah. ZLD all day.
You know the Bucks will be around for the next 3 years, right?
Bucks Bulls conference finals. Let's go.
That's why I said conference finals.
Oh, okay. Well, still Magic, they're coming.
Magic, man, they'll be all right.
Any other bold prediction?
Bold prediction.
Go ahead, Dub.
John Rigaccio, our boy, is gonna win the fantasy league this year.
Oh no!
He had a great team. I thought he was going
to. He did actually last year. Yeah, he really did.
I think he was the only one who beat me both times.
Did he really?
So
he gave. I couldn't beat him last year.
Yeah, I had no chance, man.
I think he's going to be in it.
I was glad I didn't have to like face him
really. Really? And Garnick won the fantasy league, by the way. If everyone forgot.
No, you played him
for the playoffs.
No, I know, but like. At his best. Like, he had injuries.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, his team was injured,
like,
yeah.
If he was, like, injury-free, it's a done deal.
Wow. So, that's a good bold prediction. I got a bold prediction. I got to give one, right? The Spurs.
Don't stop this train.
The Spurs are the one seed in the West this year.
No, come on.
Come on, Raul.
Come on.
Thank you, mean. I guess the Nuggets.
Shout out to V, but Spurs are the one seed in the West this year. I don't know, man. It's just I like the way they played. They went against the grain last year with their shot a bunch of mid-range shots.
One
seed? Yep.
I don't understand where this is coming from.
I'm trying to
picture in my head their team. I don't see it.
One seed? What?
Here's my reasoning. It has nothing to do with Tim Duncan becoming the head coach or assistant coach. It's more based on they're a solid veteran team. There was 7 seed last year with 48 wins. The 3 seed was like 50 wins or whatever. So you know, so that seeding really didn't matter there. Golden State had 57 wins, but I think this coming year continuity is huge. And the parody of the NBA is I've gone on the show and said this, and the parody of the NBA is real, man. Like. So the
Nuggets are going to fall that far? They've got the same exact team.
No, I know. I think it's the Nuggets and the Spurs that are going to be like 1-2 and like the Warriors are like a 3 seed.
What?
I love you, Nuggets.
See, here's the thing though. 57 wins isn't going to be enough. Like, yo.
I don't think
all the top teams are about to have like 65 and above. Let's go, especially OKC.
65 and above.
Goodness.
OKC is about to have like 68. I got the Lakers at like 75 wins.
Yeah, yeah.
Clippers 69.
All right, man.
I have another prediction.
All right, this will be the last one. Go ahead.
Okay, last one. V will quit his job, move to a beach town in Mexico, and rent jet skis on the beach somewhere.
V will? You said?
Within
how long?
Within 6 months.
Shout out to V, man. We hope that happens to you, man.
I would love that.
Or
I need a jet ski guy. I need a guy in my like circle to be like the jet ski guy.
Or V gets married and has a chick pregnant within 6 months. Oh. Two bold predictions for you.
Wow.
Let's go. Thank you for joining
Contest. Right.
Thank you for joining.
He's gonna shave his beard. He's gonna shave his beard within the next 2 years. not gonna go 6 months, but still bold.
It is pretty bold for him, yes. All right, thank you for joining Contest Layups tonight. Remember, you can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Instagram, Facebook, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, not Pinterest, but Spotify, and what else?
Don't forget to check out Janice Griffith on Pornhub.
Who is that?
What are you talking about?
You're thinking of David Griffith.
Is that his wife?
We're on YouTube. We're on YouTube. Search Contest Layups episodes, full episodes, and more.
Thank you, everybody. Have a great rest of your weekend. We'll see you.
Hasta luego.